Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, y'all. You know, it's Monday Night Football. It's about that time. You know what I'm saying? You know, but luckily I can't be at the game today. I got football practice. I told my player they got to commit, so I got to commit, so I can't go to the game.
Who you coaching, but, Rob?
Jefferson.
Oh, Jeff Ike. Yeah.
The Warriors.
Yeah, we struggle. We struggling right now. No, that's South City.
What are you guys?
We the Grizzlies.
The Grizzlies.
Yeah, they moved to the Grizzlies. Yeah, they just changed that name, 3 years ago, Rob?
Yeah. So we trying to get it right. But look, though, I'm looking at Philly. I'm looking at Detroit. And they're well-balanced. I'm looking at even Atlanta. They're well-balanced football teams. They can run the football in forward. So I need to see, can the 49ers stop the run, you know? Because I feel like if we get to Detroit, it's like last night in Detroit. In overtime, they literally ran the ball 10 times to win the game.
Yeah, right down there, too.
You know what I'm saying? So we just need to be – to me, we need to be able to stop the run. Last year, we didn't do it well. And I got to see probably going to replace Armstead, who was our best run defender. Then Greenlaw going to be out for the first 4 or 5 games. So other than that, I just need to see, can we stop the run? If we can do that, I think we'll be fine this year.
Yeah, no doubt. That's my X factor, Shasky. What's yours? Mine is the defensive line. Because you look at all these big games, man. Philly's defensive line and offensive line, they took over that game against Green Bay. When they had to run out the clock, they were able to run out the clock. The trenches, man, is where championships were won and lost. You know, Miami started running the ball against Jacksonville, although Jacksonville really blew that game. Travis Etienne, he's going in to score. It's about to be 24-7. Flip the entire football game. But we'll get to the bizarreness or the bizarro world in Miami with Tyreek Hill and Calais Campbell, because I didn't even realize Calais Campbell had handcuffs on him. But the defensive line for me, Shasky, is everything. The lack of depth. You know, these new guys in the middle, Collins and now Hargrave, with no Arik Armstead. This is going to be really weird to see number 91 not there in the San Francisco 49ers uniform. That D-line, man, can you slow down Breece Hall, who's getting a ton of hype out there in New York City? They're thinking he could be their Chris McCaffrey. So
I'm pointing the finger right at Brock Purdy on offense, because to me, Brock Purdy spread the ball around, right? And negate the big mistakes, the big sacks, the big turnovers, spread the ball around. and score points, especially if there's no CMC or a limited version of CMC. I think this is a classic opportunity for him to step right in. Like when you were watching Jalen Hurts, you weren't watching Jalen Hurts going, not much has changed from last year. And then he started to run, and you're like, oh, that's the Jalen from 2 years ago.
Well, I'll tell you another thing the Philadelphia Eagles did that I think we're going to see a much better offense from Philadelphia. And that offense is Saquon Barkley. You asked me Friday what I'm looking for. I said, I want to see how Saquon and Josh Jacobs runs in those new uniforms. Saquon Barkley is going to be a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like Andrew Wiggins when he got traded to go to St. Louis. Like, wow, this is the easiest basketball I ever got to play. There's Steph, there's Dre, there's Clay. Oh, my gosh, we're going to be wide open. Well, Saquon Barkley's no. He would have thrown eight in the box. Well, I got A.J. Brown, who's one of the best wide receivers in all of football. Mm-hmm. A.J. Brown dominated Jair Alexander. Then on the other side, you got Devontae Smith. Then you got Dallas Goedert. But Jalen Hurts and what the Eagles did. Last year, I didn't realize, you know, I guess the stats were out there. In real time, we kind of knew it. But Kellen Moore being the offensive coordinator for Philadelphia, they motion a lot more now, Shasky. They motioned 68% of the time Friday night. So those motions and pre-snap movement, it's going to help Jalen Hurts a lot, man. When they didn't motion at all last season, they're the worst team in the league when it came to motion and pre-snap movement.
Look, Jalen's a great runner. I don't think he sees the field well. I'm just calling how I see it. I think that he's a suspect thrower. He throws a great deep ball, a lob. He throws a great deep ball. He made a couple of decisions that were horrible. He threw late into the flat, almost to a pick six. He threw into the middle of the field, and it did get intercepted. I mean, look, he's a great runner. He is. He really is. I don't think he's a great quarterback. I really don't. And I think that the way that you beat him is, obviously, you spy him, because that's what they were doing at times. You spy him, and you negate the run game. But to me, it's I'm forcing him to pick me apart in the middle of the field. And if he can do that, you tip your cap and you move on. And look, it's game one. You know, let's see what the whole season. It's a new coordinator, all that. But I saw a lot of the same stuff I saw last year, where I just don't think Jalen sees the field that well. And I'm kind of selling that Jalen, like, because I was buying into the hype. I really was. I thought he was an awesome player. I thought he had an argument to be MVP a couple years ago. Played a great Super Bowl game. I don't know, man. I'm very iffy on him. Jordan Love threw a lot of bad throws too.
I mean, Jordan Love threw off his back foot all night long. Yeah. I thought the better quarterback was Jalen Hurts. And I thought as the game progressed, he got better because they got off to a hairy start. He threw the pick in triple coverage. They fumbled a snap. But the Eagles defense were able to keep him in the game and only and really hold the Packers to two field goals. Once he got rolling, I think Kellen Moore is going to help Jalen a lot. He's got a legit offensive coordinator here. I went to the highest on Kellen Moore with the Dallas Cowboys. I don't know how much juice he had in that locker room or with those head coaches, but I think Jalen Hurts, look, to your point, seeing the field at times, yeah, he's going to throw a pick or two here and there. But I thought when it was coming down to winning time and when Philly needed drives, Jalen was at his best, and I think Saquon's only going to help. Saquon's going to relieve so much pressure. It takes so much off of Jalen Hurts' shoulders. Now you got a consistent running game. You got a three down back to where even if Jalen's looking around, oh, wait, boom, I can check it down to number 26. He's a problem. As long as they keep – that's their CMC move. Like Saquon Barkley, I was blown away by what he does for that offense. So I think the game is going to become easier and easier for Jalen Hurts here down a stretch.
Two big elements watching that game as I'm like contrasting to the Niners. It's like Jalen holds the ball forever. So if you're not going to be able to key him up with pass rush, you better spy him, right? The second thing is they're taking a huge downgrade going to that new center. I mean, he had multiple fumble exchanges. The tush push doesn't look the same. Nope. That's a huge weapon in their arsenal. They'll evolve. I'm not saying they won't, but like you lost an all-time great center. Yeah. And you're already starting to see just some of it, and we'll see as it progresses. But I thought that they should have won that game going away. I thought Green Bay did not play a very buttoned up game.
But Green Bay had chances to blow that game open early.
They did.
And Philly really should have been down 14-0 after the first quarter. They were able to stabilize everything, and when they needed drives. Philadelphia, man, they will get better. That was a big-time win. I think that was a big-time win for the Eagles because everybody has put Green Bay on this pedestal. They've already had Green Bay leapfrog in Detroit. I see a lot of Super Bowl picks with Green Bay Packers next to it. That's a big-time win for Philadelphia. Big-time win. I'm looking at Philly because the Niners don't play them in the regular season. Where would they be at by the end of the season? I think they're going to be a lot better.
To me, I'm looking at that NFC East, and I'm saying to myself, Cowboys-Eagles. flip a coin. Like, yeah, we'll see. We'll see in about, you know, 10, 12 weeks, like, where both teams are at. But I think they're neck and neck. And if you told me either one won the division, I would not be surprised. The bigger thing to me is, like, that North you're talking about. Boy, it feels like it's Detroit's to lose.
Yeah.
After the Jordan Love MCL injury. That's a big one.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big injury. We saw Malik Willis take one snap. Everyone thought the same thing. They're in trouble.
Yeah. Couldn't even get the Hail Mary off.
Right? Didn't we all think the same thing?
Couldn't get the Hail Mary off.
They're in some big trouble.
Yeah, he couldn't
get the Hail Mary off. He's lucky his season wasn't ended.
No doubt. No doubt. 3 to 6 weeks for Jordan Love with the MCL sprain. They say a grade one or two. They haven't really let us know what's going on there, but an MCL sprain for Jordan Love. So he'll be out 3 to 6 weeks.
I'm one of them.
Yeah, I've got Jordan Love on a couple teams, but I backed him up with Tua. Backed him up with 2-1 league, and I feel good. High score to SF Players Club, by the way. Mikey Williams. How about that?
What is the SF Players
Club? It's my fantasy football league that's been going off for over 30 years. Mike Williams texted me last night. I can't believe you got a heart.
He adds five. Every time he tells the story, he adds about, an extra 5 years.
It's about 28, 30 years. It's like around it. There.
So you were the high scorer this weekend, even with games still not being concluded.
Yep. I still got Jake Moody on deck. You are listening to 95.7 KGMZ FM and
HU1. You know they got KD, but we got Jaden McDaniels.
KGMZ FM and HU1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Three keys to the win. Our big three takeaways from week number one coming up here on the morning roast. The field conditions in Brazil 6-5-0 was terrible. NFL's got to do better. It was awful.
There were some beautiful fields this week. Cleveland's field looked perfect. It didn't look good. It looked perfect. But then I'm watching this game on turf, and I just, for the life of me, I don't understand why football's played on turf. I just, so many legs get stuck in the ground, and then I'm watching the Brazil game, and I'm like, the exact opposite. They're playing with the turf so much, it's just ripping up. Guys are slipping everywhere.
Left to right.
You see every guy is drilling new cleats into their the bottom of the shoe. It's
with the DC, there was this This YouTube account from the New York Giants, or some guy who does like New York Giants videos, and Saquon's first carry, he slipped and lost 5 yards. And the guy clipped it, it's like, ha, Saquon's first carry is an Eagle. And they're like mocking him. And it didn't age well.
Yeah.
So I took Saquon 6 overall to SF Players Club, man. I think, again, Philadelphia's defense, their work, but you're going to need offense to score in this league. It's an offensive league. You're going to need points. Can you hold teams to three? And that's what they did in the first quarter. But that offense, and A.J. Brown, you want to guard him one-on-one? You want to guard Devontae Smith one-on-one? You want to leave Saquon on the island? They got weapons in Philly, man. They'll get better.
Well, I'm looking at the division that the Niners are in. The Cardinals, they look like they're going to have some offense.
Oh, they're going to be a player.
Seahawks defense was excellent. I was very impressed with Mike McDonald's first game, and their jerseys were glorious. I like those jerseys. I do. And then I looked at the L.A. Rams, and I'm like, how long is Puka out for? Can Stafford stay? He's awesome, but can he stay upright?
Well, can Cooper Kupp stay healthy?
Did you see?
He's already
catch?
Looking. Yeah, I mean, he made a catch on the sideline. I mean, luckily,
he also looks like a guy who is totally into craft beers. Just the look, the whole beard with the hair. Right?
Very, very Bay Area guy. I can see him hanging out here in LA for sure.
Get my man a Patagonia vest.
You guys are burying the lead. I mean, coming up on deck, you guys see who's approaching here. Sam Darnold, comeback player of the year, baby. He was incredible yesterday. Come on.
He's really good.
With that 206 yards passing?
Yeah, but he was like immaculate for most of the game.
Hey, he was throwing dimes. They shut down the playbook in the second half. They didn't have to show nothing. That's a trap game next week.
Kevin O'Connell. How's his boys rolling?
Mark the tape. We beat them by 20.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm not going there.
Mark it.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
We are. Don't worry.
Hey, no, they're going to mark it.
Just like the Patriots were going to lose by 20 yesterday.
Yeah, and you know what? By the way, I got knocked out of both Survivor Leagues, and I knew something was fishy. I did not want to take Cincinnati, and I was like, you know what? Who the hell else am I going to take?
The Saints, in hindsight, were the absolute play.
I didn't trust them, though.
Derek Carr, you don't want to trust him. I get it.
But the Patriots... They're buttoned up, man. They were buttoned up yesterday. Cincinnati, there's something's off with them. They got a rude awakening coming. Damn, I can't believe I got knocked out Survivor Week 1.
Oh, boy. Same ghost.
Your phone call's coming up. 888-957-9570. Stu Gotts from the Dan Le Batard Show. Stu Gotts will join us at 8 o'clock. He's a diehard Jets fan. He'll talk his crap here in the morning roast. Three things, three big takeaways from week number one. You guys can chime in on the fun here. Shaq's going to have his three big takeaways. I have my three big takeaways. That's all coming up here on the roast. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Too much for
him. All right, hey, check this out. This is Sean Leonzo Mo, and you're listening to 95.7 The Game, The Morning Roast with Bonte and Shaq.
Man, I don't think this is spam at all, but, you know, as we shout out our roasters, and we have a great guest list all week long. Stu Gotts today from Dan Le Batard Show, 8 o'clock. Jerry Rice, the GOAT, will join us to react to tonight's game. That'll be tomorrow at 8:30. Baldy Wednesday at 8 o'clock, and he's already got his breakdowns going on, his T.J. Watt breakdown. That's what I want from Bosa. You see what T.J. Watt's doing? Forcing sack fumbles, forcing turnovers. That's what I want from Nick Bosa this season. He's the most important Niner to me. Defensively, he's got to carry the torch. He's got to be in that backfield all day long. But hopefully this isn't true, Shasky. I know you saw the text about an hour ago. Vinny from South City, Bonte Shasky, Xfinity Mobile Text Line. I'm a daily roaster. And I want to give a shout out to my boy Big Fun from South City. He's in a hospital right now, not doing so well. Try to send prayers to my boy. Hope he's going to be okay. That's tough. Big Pun, I hope you're all right. He's one of our diehard roasters. I was wondering. I haven't heard from him. He's always DMing me on IG all the time. Spinoni, Shasky, he's got a group thread with us. He's just giving us takes after takes after takes. So hopefully Big Pun is doing all right and he can enjoy the game tonight, Monday Night Football. I know you usually goes to the game. So Big Pun, Vinny, hopefully he's okay, man. Send him our prayers.
Yeah, Big Pun, we love you, buddy. Yep. Stay spirits high and praying for you and hugging you through the radio right now, buddy.
No doubt about that as we get ready for Monday Night Football. Real quick, Shasky, I know you got your five plays you got to see. We'll do that in the 9 o'clock hour. Can't wait to hear about your five plays you got to see tonight. Is it a jet sweep with Deebo Samuel? Is it the screen pass? Is it a wide receiver screen?
It's a fake field goal.
It's not really a Shanahan style, huh? Fake punt.
It's the Will Levis interception and then fall to the knees.
The worst pick six I've ever
like
seen.
Like he's at church with me at St. Cecilia's, and then he sticks both his hands up like, what was I doing?
Will Levis, not a good start. That wasn't a good quarterback play in Chicago. Caleb either. They got the win, though, because that defense is legit. That defense will keep the Bears in a lot of games, but Sunday Night Football next week. Chicago's visiting Houston. That could be nasty for Caleb. Nasty. I'm high on the Texans, man. D'Amico's jumping around. Joe Mixon's running for $160. Diggs has got handshakes with everybody, including the special teams coordinator. Their sideline always seems to be jumping onto the field after first downs. It's a vibe down there at H-Town, man. They got something cooking with C.J. Stroud. That's one of my favorite watches outside of Kansas City and Mahomes and the way they play offense and, of course, my Niners. Houston's right up there in my top five in terms of just watchability. C.J. Stroud's must-see TV, folks.
You know, they rebranded the uniforms. It's like the whole thing needs to go, like the Texans. Like, I can't wrap my arms around their entire uniform, their logo, everything. They look like knockoff navy blue versions of the Atlanta Falcons jerseys. And they're just, the logo is garbage. I'm sorry. Like, the whole thing, they need a rebrand.
Oilers was just so perfect.
It was iconic.
I know the franchise totally went to Tennessee, agree. But God, it just,
totally agree.
It's so unique, too, and it's perfect for Texas. Think of that Texas, it's oil.
Yeah, no, when you watch that McNair doc, and you see the old baby blue, and I mentioned that they had the Earl Kemble kid. And I thought about it, Shasky. I looked at it again. I said, damn, that baby blue looks good, man. I don't look good in baby blue. Maybe I do. Maybe I got a little swag with the baby blue. But I may have to go back and get that. I may have to get an Earl Kemble baby blue. Because you're right. The Oilers, they should just give that name up. Give it to the Texans. Rebrand yourself as a Houston Oilers. Whew. Panthers got two texts right away as we break down to three takeaways. I want to get yours first, Shasky. 415, Panthers should have taken C.J. Stroud. 707, Bryce Young is going to be out the league in 2 years.
He's homeless.
I'll pull it for Bryce.
My three, You want my three?
I want your three.
Give me some NFL music.
Give me some prime time. Give me some prime time music. Give me some prime time.
Number three. Jim Harbaugh back in the NFL. Wearing blue gloves pregame, catching passes while wearing spikes on turf. The NFL is better with both Harbaughs in it. The NFL is even more better with him. I know that's not even a way to say it. With him in LA for the San Diego Superchargers. They'll always be the San Diego Chargers to me. Justin Herbert turning into Alex Smith in front of our very eyes? You know, early on this, and I'm coming around on it. I think I've overrated Herbert.
I think he'll be better with Harbaugh. He needs a few. Lat McConkey's a nice little weapon for him. They need some more. Quentin Johnson out of TCU. Don't know. Jack Jones was into it. By the way, we do talk about fights in the stands. About fights in the field. Jack Jones and the Raiders.
I mean,
fighting on the field. The Raiders were. They should have hired Jim Harbaugh. Now, I'm just going to. And I like Antonio Pierce. I hate dogging him. But that Jim Harbaugh and the Raiders should have been all over that.
What do you like about Antonio Pierce?
I don't know, man. I'm pulling for him.
He's not an X's and O's guy.
Yeah, I'm pulling for him. He seems like a good dude. Okay. He's helped out a lot of guys. I don't know. It's got Singletary 2.0 written all over 100. It.
At least Singletary had a Hall of Fame resume.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. It should have been Harbaugh.
They ran it 67% of the time on the 22 first downs. If you have a running back for the Chargers, be happy.
Yeah.
J.K. Dobbins looked so good in the second half of that game. But it's so good that Jim Harbaugh's back. That is my number three opinion from the weekend of the NFL.
J.K. Dobbins looked like the guy in the Fiesta Bowl. He looks all the way back. All the way back. All right, number two, Shasky.
Number two. Everybody take a deep breath on the Bengals. Just take a deep breath on the Bengals. The orange on orange on orange. I liked it. I liked it a lot. In the last three seasons, when Burrow's playing, they average less than 20 points a game in September. But if you go to the next couple of months, 26, 27, 28, they get better as the year goes on. They're 6-6 in September when Burrow is starting games, all right? T. Higgins injury, the Jamar Chase deal, we didn't even know if he was going to play. They don't have DJ Reader anymore. Let's all take a deep breath. It was the worst loss of the weekend.
Yeah.
But I still believe that the Bengals will be there when it's all said and done in the mix for a playoff spot come December. But I'm telling you right now, it's the worst loss of the weekend, Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, and all the people with survivor pools. Everybody. We're done. Taking Cincinnati. I mean, I watched that young man fumble right before the goal line, and I was like, oh, I'm in trouble. Go ahead. Number one.
My number one, I mean, there's just so many.
Number one.
Let's just go to the two worst quarterbacks in the NFL right now. It is what it is. Will Levis, I don't even consider him an NFL quarterback. Danny Dimes is going to get the New York Giants the number one overall pick. Worst contract. Who were you competing with for that contract? I have zero idea.
It is sad, but it's true.
And then the other guy, and these go hand in hand to me, because I thought they were the given the amount of money they're making and how much people were believing in them just a couple of years ago, Danny Dimes will get the Giants a number one overall pick. You fired Wink Martindale. Oh, it's the defense's fault. No, it's the quarterback. Yeah. It's the quarterback. That's the whole problem. Malik Nabers is already a budding superstar, and he's questioning the quarterback in the postgame. I'm just here to do my job. And then the other
week
guy, I love it. Malik Nabers isn't wrong.
Danny Dimes walking out the stadium, he's and the horrible. Fans booing him, waiting on him to boo him tough. In New York. Oh, man.
He's horrible. Horrible. Ooh. And then the worst contract in sports, Anthony Rendon included, the worst trade in the history of the NFL. Not just because of the draft capital, because of the guaranteed money you had to allot to him. It's the Deshaun Watson deal. How can you watch this man play football and say, dude, like 3 years ago, I would have traded for him. Everyone would have traded for him. Was it that the Texans weren't that good? Was it a mirage? Did he just fall off the map? Did the player never recover from the whole incident with the massage parlor stuff? What is going on? Is it Cleveland? Deshaun Watson, that trade, they gave up a zillion first-round picks, a bunch of seconds and thirds, and $230 million guaranteed. It's got to be the worst trade in the history of the NFL.
It's one of them. The Herschel Walker deal comes to mind. the Niners trade Lance coming up the mine.
Thank God for Deshaun
there's
Watson.
There's a few trades. Go ahead, Spinotti. What you about to play?
Ooh, this is the ghost of trade Lance.
I thought Trey was going to get some action yesterday.
Oh, man. He might have with the way they beat down Cleveland.
Tell right now.
So they may be one.
Dallas' defense is legit.
So my three takeaways from the NFL. Number three.
By the way, I squeezed four in there. I don't know if you noticed that.
No, I noticed.
My number one was a twofer.
I know you can't help yourself. I'm surprised you didn't go six.
Number three.
I do think that Josh Allen is Iron Man.
So that's five.
So now we've got five.
And well, it's three takeaways with sub takeaways.
Yeah. No, no.
How about Russ dressed in the full uniform, six. Inactive?
Go ahead, keep going.
I got so many thoughts.
Was it weirder to see Russ with a shaved head or Tomlin without a hat?
Tomlin without a hat.
That was weird.
It threw me off.
It threw me off too.
Okay, so I said to you guys in the thread, I go, when did he go bald? And yeah. I was like, he's been bald for multiple years. I go, really?
Yeah, he has been bald for multiple years. He just always wears a hat. Russ bald looks made. He looks so. Russ is done, man. Russ is so cooked. It's sad. I'm getting Donovan McNabb in the Washington / Minnesota Vikings uniform bad. Like, just, it's not going to end well for Russ, is it?
End well? What? It's over. What? It's over. All right. It's over.
My three takeaways.
Give it to me. I've got
number
more,
three.
But, I had to taper it down.
Saquon Barkley. I've been talking about it all morning. I'm still blown away by how fresh he looked, how durable he looked. And now he's in a situation to where they're going to be in a lot of ball games. He's got playmakers all around him. Saquon Barkley, by the end of the year, may be the best running back in football again. He may be. Now, McCaffrey's got something to say about it. Derrick Henry will have something to say about it. Those jokers in Detroit will have something to say about it. Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery. But Saquon Barkley, oh my goodness. That's a different dimension that Philadelphia did not have last season. He's a baller. He's a bell cow. He's got power. He's got speed. Saquon Barkley looks all the way back, folks. He looks like the first round pick he was coming out of Penn State for the New York Giants. All right, that's number three. Number two. Talked about them all morning long. And I think they may be in line to be in an AFC championship game. I think they're one of the three best teams in the AFC. That is the Houston Texans. And some people might say, well, Bonte, they beat the Colts by two. You know my old adage. Division games are just different. Division games are different. They went for it on fourth and goal, up two. CJ Stroud, it's Stephon Diggs. We're going up 29-20. We're winning this game. Oh, wait, we need a third down to ice the game? How about the throw for CJ Stroud to Nico Collins on the sideline? And how about the catch? How about the catch? And then again, you get the sideline erupted, and then you get Joe Mixon running for first down to ice the game. They got a different swagger down there in Houston.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Houston, they host the Bears on Sunday Night Football next week in Houston, Texas. Reliant Stadium is going to be on fire. And then they play Minnesota. They could be 3-0 before hosting the Jacksonville Jaguars in the divisional showdown. Number two, the Houston Texans. They have arrived. They are here. Last year was no fluke, folks. They're going to be one of the teams to beat in the AFC when it's all said and done. All right, number one.
Number one.
Can't believe I'm doing this. Can't believe I'm doing this. Part of it was because I know I can't go to the game because the Warriors have a home opener against the Clippers at the same time the Niners are hosting this team. The Dallas Cowboys ran around differently yesterday. They ran around differently yesterday with their defense and Mike Zimmer. Michael Parsons was everywhere. And I watched his interview after the game where he said, you know, I tend to get bored. So now Mike Zimmer's challenging me to do different things. Man, this rookie corner, number 21, I had no idea who he was. They lost Bland for a couple months. This rookie corner was nearly picking off everything. Now, I'm not sure how bad Cleveland is. They missed Conklin. They missed another. Who did they miss? Willis and Conklin. They're starting tackles, so I don't want to sell all the stock of Cleveland yet. And they will get Nick Chubb at some point this season. But Dallas's defense flew around, and CeeDee Lamb? CeeDee Lamb looks like the best wide receiver at football. I mean, he was running reverses. He was catching passes all over the middle of the field. I keep away looking at the Cowboys saying, okay, all right. They're going to have something to say in the NFC.
Saints-Cowboys next week. Very interested in that matchup to see which one of these teams is actually for real. Because I could see a blowout, like the Cowboys, like just stomping on the Saints. Because Derek Carr, you know, it's Texas.
I can't even begin to take Derek Carr serious.
Well, we can't, right?
Is that game in Dallas?
It's in Dallas at Jay's World.
Now, if he wins or he looks good, I will walk it back.
And having said that, they did win in a couple years ago on Thanksgiving in Dallas. I think Derek Carr put like 400 yards. So it can happen.
With the Raiders?
With the Raiders.
Regarding the Dallas Cowboys, their defense is so elite. Like, they are. Their front is elite. DeMarcus Lawrence, when he's engaged like that, he's a monster.
Yeah.
He's an absolute monster. I thought Zeke looked good. Nobody's going to bring this up.
Zeke had juice yesterday.
I thought Zeke looked good.
Like, he had juice yesterday.
He did, dude.
I was laughing.
And he looked good.
He looked good that 15. He looked slimmer.
And it might have been the smartest thing to just kind of calm everything down by just giving Dak the money.
Yeah. Right before game day.
Look, I think the Cowboys are going to make the playoffs. Like, that's almost automatic for me as long as they stay healthy. The question is, like, is it going to be Eagles or Cowboys to win that division? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm with you on the Cowboys. Like, that was impressive. You know who was not impressive yesterday?
Who's that?
Tom Brady.
Oof.
Now it's his first start.
Hold on, I got a bonus take. I got to
give. Good. Give me your bonus take. I like it.
I don't think the Patriots are going to be as bad as we thought. I don't think they're going to be as bad as we thought. That defense is good.
Remember, Chip Kelly also won his own opener.
I know. So did Jim Tom Sula. Beat the Minnesota Vikings. Carlos Hyde ref for over 200 in all black uniform. So I remember.
Awesome spin move.
You're right. That circle button was working that
Dennis
night.
Dennis Erickson also won his opener.
The circle button was working. Mike Nolan won his opener too, right? They beat the Rams.
Uh-huh. Otis Amy.
The opening kickoff. They did an onside kick. They duped the Rams. Remember that?
I did.
Miami, too. Mike, Sneaky game.
Oh, sixth one. All right. No, give it to
sneaky
me.
Game. The circle on the calendar for week two. Happens on Thursday. Buffalo in South Beach against the Dolphins.
Yeah, I'm taking Buffalo. You know that it's 10 years? 10 years today?
I may wear my Dolphin jersey that day.
10 years today since the opener of Levi Stadium?
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of cool? Not technically today, but this week. Well, this was the first ever start at Levi Stadium.
Is it kind of cool?
Oh, my God.
What do you mean?
Every week, there's always a stadium complaint.
Well, 10 years in. What do you think?
Didn't you just have a rant about the stadium last week?
Oh, I always
week?
Will have a rant about the stadium.
I want to know what you think about Brady before we get to the stadium.
I thought Brady was way too manicured. I'm a big Brady fan, just in general. And I think that the stuff that I see on social media, he seems more relaxed. His teammates love him, and I wish he would just don't worry about being perfect. Just be yourself. And I felt like he was way too manicured. And it's very difficult because, you know, you're like 8-second blurbs. You're boom, and then you got to wait, and then boom, and then you got to wait, and then boom. I just think we underrate how difficult the job is in general. And I think that Greg Olsen has clearly mastered it. And Brady's not as good as him right now, period.
No.
Now, maybe he gets there, but right now, he needs to, like, relax, dude. Like, take a shot of Hennessy with Marshawn and chill out.
Marshawn on the sideline yesterday, talking to the Colts mid-game. That's pretty gangster. The commercial with Brady was cool. Somebody just pointed this out on 510. Xfinity Mobile Text Line, where he's talking to himself, and it's the young kid in a Niner uniform or whatnot. Look, I got to get used to his voice. I'm not accustomed to hearing him speak like that. So that's going to take some adjusting to do. Like, when I think of color analysts, I want a little, like, some grizzled, some toughness and whatnot. He's such a quarterback. He sounds such like a quarterback. And you hear the excitement during the play. Like, oh, yeah, oh, when he's doing the touchdown, he's kind of stepping over Kevin Burkhardt. But Greg Olsen had won me over, man. Greg Olsen was good from day one. His intensity, the way he looks at the angles, and he could break it down from so many different aspects of the game. And I was reading the article from Andrew Marchman in the New York Times this morning. We're basing Greg Olsen, not only does he get bumped to the number two team, and he take a pay cut. Now, his pay cut, I mean, he's going to be fine, right? $3 million. But he went from 10 to $3 million. Going from the A team, he got bumped from $10 million to $3 million. And he's calling the Pittsburgh Steelers Atlanta Falcon game instead of the Cowboys Browns. Burkhardt missed Olsen. That report they had, and there were so many times during the game, especially early on. Now, in the second half, I kind of went to another game, was listening to other announcers, basically the Raider-Charger game with Nance and Romo. But there are so many times, like the Cowboys, they would score, and there'd be so much dead air. It'd be like 7 seconds of dead air. It's like, Brady, step in. Step in right now. Go, go, urgent. And he just didn't know when to step in. His timing was off. So that's something he's got to develop. The timing was just, that was my biggest takeaway. The timing was bad.
Yeah, that contract doesn't look great right now that Fox signed. It just doesn't. $400 million.
Yeah, for somebody who's never done it.
I guess you're doing it for the celebrity of it, but yeah, I don't know.
Do casuals tune into a game because of who's broadcasting?
No, casuals will tune into a game if Taylor's in it.
Okay, well, she's in a lot of things. She's doing that at the U.S. Open.
Oh, Taylor Fritz, that was tough. Poor guy.
He got smoked.
He did. Yeah, everyone knew that was going to happen. Yeah, Young center.
Tiafoe, loser Friday. He just ran out of gas.
Speaking of color analysts, though, real quick, Joe, because we were broadcasting yesterday on our airwaves. We had the Raiders-Chargers game, and we had the Bengals and Patriots. Alex Mack was doing the color commentary. I don't know who it was for. God love him. It was tough. So as bad
the former
as
center?
Yes, he was doing it for Sports USA. I forget the name.
Was it the Cal game?
No, it was Raiders. It was Raiders Chargers yesterday. Chargers. Yeah, we had it right here on our airwaves, and I was listening driving up yesterday, and it could be a lot worse.
This is the thing that, like, just because you're a great salesman doesn't mean you'll make a great sales manager. Just because you're one of the smartest players that ever played and you have a good personality doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be a TV star, right? You know, the boss and I have these conversations all the time because certain big stations, if you will take somebody from radio and put them on TV, and I'll tell him, like, right off the rip, like, that guy's not going to make it on TV. Like, I'm the consumer. Trust me, I know. Like, yeah. I consume this stuff. I'm the knucklehead watching pre- and post-game shows and warm-up shows and all that stuff, and I just know who's good and know who's not just by watching it. And there's times where guys grow in or gals grow into the role that they're in. There's no doubt about it, but some people just have it and some people don't.
So
I'm skeptical on Brady.
So when people move on in all these walks of life, just go to Shasky. He's a consumer. He knows.
Well, okay, for example, this guy Danny Parkins, who was on radio in Chicago. He is Perkins. My bad. Perkins. He's really good on radio. Really good on radio. I watched his introductory video, and I've seen him on The Herd. He's filled in on The Herd. He's not going to do well on TV. I'm not trying to be mean. He's a really smart guy. He's sharp.
Well, it's early, right?
No, I mean,
how long has he been on television?
Mark my words.
How long
not work on TV.
How long has he been on television?
Bonte.
How long has he been on television?
You had pizzazz from day one, and I could tell you were going to grow into the role.
No,
I'm just telling you the truth.
Well, how long has he been on television?
I apologize. You guys were right. It was Parkins. He formerly of The Score, obviously, over in Chicago.
And he's really a smart, sharp dude.
He's been on TV 2 months?
For two weeks, really, with his current show that he's on right now with Mark Schlereth and Craig Carton, Breakfast Ball, not FS1.
But I've watched him fill in for Colin Cowherd multiple times. Like, for example, like, I don't think Jason McIntyre is all that appealing when he's by himself on that show either. I just don't. And then clearly the FX, the Fox Sports people really like him, and people like you get on. Like Nick Wright. Say what you want about Nick Wright. It's the voice and the face and everything. And he makes a great villain. And I'm like, this guy is going to, he's going to do really well because people will hate him. Right? And like, I could see it already. You have to either be loved or hated one way or the other. You have to evoke motion. And I think he's a great guy on radio. I don't think it's going to translate to TV. TV's different.
Well, I want to see it play out. Get this guy some time, just like Brady. We got to give Brady some time. Week one, look, I expected some rust from Tom Brady, or just some. This is new for him. This is so new to be in the booth after doing everything that he's done in the off season and outside of football. So I do believe by week 12, week 13, Brady will find his voice. He'll find his timing. This was a dry run. And it's the real thing, right? There's so much practice you can do. Like, for example, when I did television, we did all these practice runs. Then when it's live, it's like, oh, snap, this is live. We got to go. And it's going to take some time.
So
same thing for the Danny. Is it Parkins or Perkins? Parkins?
Parkins. I threw you guys off. That was my bad. Yeah.
Parkins, give him some time. Maybe he grows into the role. Maybe he finds his voice. Maybe he finds his niche. And he grows on. But I think it's too quick to judge Tom Brady on, is he going to be good or not? Let's see it.
Well, like
Olsen, I just think Olsen set such a high bar.
Well, that's true.
And he became so beloved. And it was like, damn.
But I think part of being a great broadcaster is you do have to pick and choose your spots of criticism. And one thing that I would say, there are certain announcers in lots of sports that are so unwilling to critique anybody. I see this in golf a lot. A guy hits a bad golf shot. This is a bad break. No, this is what made Johnny Miller Johnny Miller. You have to be able to critique people at the highest level. You can't be friends with everyone. You know, you have to pick and choose your spots. You can't be angry at everything. Javi Lopez is a great example. Early on, Javi was a little rough around the edges. He's really grown into the role. I thought he's gotten a hell of a lot better. Rapport with Fleming is so much better than it was the first couple of months. But also, that being said, Javi doesn't have the cachet and the immediate lightning rod criticism that a Brady. Brady in that booth is going to evoke emotion. There's a lot of people that hate Brady.
Yeah.
I love him, but I know that there are a lot of people that don't like him. And so they're waiting for the cracks.
I do think, you brought up Javi. I do think the booth of the future for the Giants, and even when they were trying out Jeremy Affeldt, I could see it with Javi, his tone, his quirkiness, his sense of humor. I think the future of the Giants booth is Javi and Dave Fleming. And there's no disrespect to Hunter Pence. One, I don't know if Hunter Pence wants to do it every day. I don't know if he wants to call 150 games, 140 games. But I think Javi and Dave Fleming could build – They could be the next great broadcast booth here in San Francisco when it comes to the Giants. But I thought Brady did okay. He'll get better and better and better.
I remember when Drew Brees was on, I think it was CBS, and like immediately I watched like Drew Brees is he's not built for this.
Yeah,
like not at all. Brady's already better than that. Like he's not where Drew Brees was. But I do believe like he's gonna get critiqued. You know, it's tough. It's a tougher job than people give it credit for.
By the way, it is a tougher job. I agree with you.
I think everyone's like, I could do that. No, you can't.
Yep. And it's tough for Burkhardt. And it's tough for Burkhardt. You build this rapport with Greg Olsen.
For sure.
And now you got a new guy. You're like, okay, I'm going to have to carry him a little bit early on after working with Greg Olsen. And Olsen and Burkhardt was just, oh my God, they were vibing so well in that booth. So it's going to take time for both of them. They'll get better and better and better. Brady will find his voice. I do like the excitement, even though we're stepping over Burkhardt. But I like the fact that he's getting excited to move. Like, oh, he's still getting jacked up about big-time plays. So I do like that as well. Frank Gore, he'll be inducted into the Hall of Fame. There's a B-roll video got sent to a lot of season ticket holders and a lot of media members that was some of his speech. Frank Gore yesterday was pretty cool. He basically choked up, teared up, saying, man, I had two torn ACLs and two shoulder surgeries, and they took a chance on me. And so Frank will be inducted. They'll have the ceremony at halftime. It'll be cool to see 21 on that field and get his number retired here with the San Francisco 49ers on a big day, Monday Night Football, 888-957-9570. What's your X factor? What's your X factor for today? Mine is the defensive line. Yours is who?
Oh, I'm going to say whoever the linebacker is that's starting next to Fred Warner. Ooh, if it's like DeAndre Campbell or if it's Dominic Flanagan Fowles, I think the spotlight's going to be on those guys.
Devondre Campbell coming over from Green Bay. He has some things to say.
Big spot.
It's a big spot to fill.
Right?
Big spot. And to your point, Rodgers does know him. He does know him. Does know him in Green Bay. But the Niners know this Jets defense, too. So there's going to be a lot of familiar faces, a lot of familiar schemes. But my X factor defensive line, how can you slow down this Jets offense? How can you slow down Breece Hall? So who's going to play? How much can we expect these guys to play? Let's start with Brandon Ayuk. He played 82% of the snaps last year. 82% of the snaps. He's on the field basically all day long. Kyle Shanahan, how much does he expect Brandon Ayuk to play?
Don't know yet. You know, he's, you know, I think he plays most of the game usually. Probably be surprised with that same amount, but he's in good shape. He's had a really good week. His soreness hasn't been too big after each practice. He's pushed it real hard, do some stuff extra after, and he looks good and he's ready to go.
He looks good and he's ready to go. Very eager to see what Ayuk does after the hold in with the San Francisco 49ers.
Even if he's just a decoy to draw Sauce out of the frame, out of the picture, I think that he can be extremely effective without, you know, having a 100-yard receiving night, don't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Taking away Sauce Gardner. I wonder if Sauce Gardner, they're going to allow him to shadow Brandon Ayuk. Will he follow him all over the football field? Would it be Deebo Samuel? So Brandon Ayuk, we'll all be wondering after the big flashy contract and the money that he's going to receive. Now, you see the breakdowns of base salary. It's basically about the guarantees that he did receive. How much will Brandon Ayuk play? How effective will he be? What about Trent Williams?
We'll see. I'd like him to, but you got to watch it. We got to talk to him. It's always, I haven't done this too much with a tackle. You know, those are a little, old linemen are different with rotating and stuff, like skill positions and everything, but it also seems weird to just watch Trent sitting on the sideline next to us, but that's something we'll be on top of throughout the game, and he'll be honest with us and how he feels, and I know Chris will be watching that a ton.
Well, Chris Forster, offensive line coach, I was just going to say, Shasky, he said this about Trent.
Trent is Trent. He continues to be Trent. He gets out there, and I think as always, I think we've talked about before, and getting guys ready to play, there's that push and pull of being full speed against somebody shoving on you, and that yesterday got him a little bit. But today he seemed much better, and tomorrow he'll continue to push himself, and we'll see how it goes.
We're going to really find out about conditioning where this team's at fourth quarter, if it's a tight game. Last night, Chris Collinsworth.
Yeah, you hear that?
I'll give him credit. Like, he made a really astute point. Both these teams are not ready to go to overtime.
Nope.
They're just not. And you could see that the Rams defense in particular was gassed. I mean, we talk all about preseason and getting ready, and nothing's going to get you 100% ready for a real game just because it's different. But you could see that the defense of the Rams was completely gassed late in that game. Completely gassed.
They were done.
So I think you're going to find out in the fourth quarter tonight, especially like Trent Williams, does he have a lot of pre-snap infractions where you start to get tired, you're huffing and puffing, you lose your focus a little, is there a hold, things like that. Like, I'm going to be hyper attentive to what Trent Williams is doing.
Binoculars will be out on number 71. It will be out on him. By the way, 95.7 The Game is live from the Santa Clara Hilton today. Make sure you stop by. Stop by and go see the fellas. Steiny Goo from 10 to 2. Willard and Dibs from 2 p.m. to kickoff. Stop by, say what's up to those boys. And then after the game, they won't be at the Hilton. They'll be here in studio. It'll be Mark Grandy. It'll be Sterling Bennett. It'd be Kyle Matchett for 49ers Overtime. Immediately after the game, you'll want to tune in to 95.7 The Game for that. Overtime still rolling strong here at 95.7 The Game. That'd be right after the game again. That's Grandy, Sterling Bennett, and Kyle Matchett right after the game when the Niners take on the New York Jets. Again, the Jets, their pass D is really good. They don't play with leads. They weren't able to play with leads last year because their quarterback situation was porous, and I'm being kind there with Zach Wilson and whoever else. But they have Mike White, Zach Wilson, who the hell knows. But their pass defense was second in the league. Second in the league in terms of yards given up. 169 yards given up per game. Can the Niners run on this team? I do think they could run on the Jets. But will they be able to run with Christian McCaffrey? If they don't have Christian McCaffrey tonight, or say if they have a Christian McCaffrey who's 80% compromised, it is week one. Would you err on the side of caution to say, you know what, Christian, sit this one out? Or is this game too important for the 49ers to start off on the right foot?
Well, they're going to say they're all important. That's what they always say, right? The standard answer. I just think you start off, whether CMC's in the lineup or not, this feels like a start the game off by letting everyone touch the ball. Meaning, I know you want to run it down team's throat. I think you got to throw it a little here early in the game. Get Debo his touch. Get Kittle his touch. Get Jennings a touch. Or Ayuk, depending on who's, you know, in on the first series. Like, I think you got to spread the ball around classic Niner style just to get everybody feeling good and to get that defense backed off that line of scrimmage a little. And I think it's Brock. I keep coming back to Brock. I think we're avoiding the obvious here. And the obvious is that everyone's going to be out waiting. The country is waiting for Brock to show signs of not being as good as he was. And I think he's going to come out and he's going to look really good. I think he's going to look really well oiled and going to spread the ball around. And I think Shanahan and him have been practicing for 2 weeks on what this opening script is going to be. And I think they're going to spread it evenly across the board. And all of our favorite guys are going to get touches early. It's going to back everyone off. And then they'll be able to establish a run, whether it's Jordan Mason, whether it's CMC or whoever. Like, I just think they're going to come out hitting the ground running.
Yeah, that would be great. And that would be great for Brock Purdy to kind of shut people down, especially with Aaron Rodgers on the other side. Now, Aaron Rodgers, how he looks, it's going to get a lot of headlines early, right? They're going to be hyper-focused on him after not playing last season. Garrett Wilson, Mike Williams, Tyler Conklin, what's going to happen here with their offense? But I get it. Brock Purdy's going to get all the headlines. How he plays, whether it's good or bad, is going to start off first take, is going to start off get up. It's going to start off on our show, the quarterback. But the offensive line and defensive line here, I think, can help out tremendously. Can you slow down Quinnen Williams? Because Quinnen Williams will push that pocket. He'll push Brendel and he'll push Banks. He'll push Plumlee into that backfield. Hopefully they can slow down Quinnen Williams in the middle because it all starts with him. If he's controlling the line of scrimmage, if he's controlling the A gaps and the B gaps, and the Niners can't run the ball against Quinnen, now you become one-dimensional. I don't think this is a team you want to mess around with to become one-dimensional. So how this offensive line fires off the football, your point is well taken about throwing the football early on and spreading it around and loosening them up a little bit here to be able to run the ball, especially later in the football game. But both trenches here, man. This, to me, is a trench-type game. This feels like a physical fist fight where the score will be ugly, the game at time will be ugly. You just got to be more physical than this football team coming in to the West Coast. They're going to try to set a tone here. So defensive line and offensive line for me, it comes out of the trenches tonight.
Well, let's go to the outside. Like, D'Amino Lenore, to me, should be able to match up somewhat with Garrett Wilson. That's an interesting, very interesting matchup. And then Mike Williams, the bigger body guy, like, I'd probably throw Charvarius on him.
Yeah.
And I know that they don't like to do that exclusive stuff, but, like, that makes a lot of sense. And now I go back to, like, tight end, right? You got Conklin out there. Like,
Charvarius knows Mike Williams for the AFC West days.
Exactly.
Kansas City, Chargers, they had a lot of battles against each other.
You know, and they can't allow Breece Hall to run wild in this game. I think that is paramount, because once they get the play action game going, that's when they're going to take shots down the field. So I want to see this secondary that we've been hyping up, and I've been right there. I think it's a really good secondary. Here's a great test.
Yep.
You're a Hall of Fame quarterback. I know he hasn't played in a lot. and two really good receivers who are very different from each other. One's a silky route runner with great catch radius. The other guy is a big body dude who wants to go downfield.
Looking at some stats here, week one NFL passing touchdowns. Week one NFL passing touchdowns, and I think it's a direct correlation to teams not playing their starters in the preseason. So in 2019, you had 61 touchdown passes in week number one. 2020, you had 52 passing touchdowns in week number one. 2021, it bumped back up to 61. 2022, 51 passing touchdowns week one. Last season, 37 passing touchdowns, so a big-time drop-off from the previous four seasons. And pending Monday Night Football, so far you've had 33 passing touchdowns. And you brought up Jalen Hurts and watching Jordan Love throw off his back foot. And at times, Kansas City was a little off, and Baltimore was a little off. And you look around the league, Stafford. Everybody was a little off. Goff, a little off. These teams not playing in the preseason early. I think they're going to have to play their starters moving forward. If you're going to play preseason, play your starters for a quarter. Because the rust is coming in. Cincinnati was awful yesterday.
Well, Cincinnati also didn't practice with Jamar Chase.
Exactly.
And T. Higgins has been hurt. Your point about that, it's hard for me to say play more preseason games when I know they're going to add another regular season game.
Not playing preseason. I'm saying with the preseason games, play your starters for a quarter.
Yeah.
Whether it's two preseason games, three preseason games, because you're going to go into week one and you're going to see a lot of sloppiness.
I think you're going to get that no matter what. I agree that they need to be more. Like the Niners, for example, they didn't have a practice game. What do they call it? Organized
scrimmages.
They didn't have any of that. I'm interested to see if like there is an appreciation built up or a depreciation built up where losing out on those reps actually has hurt them. I'll be very interested to see. I thought they had a pretty good drive in the preseason third game. It was also 2 weeks ago.
And so, it was against your threes.
Yeah, like this is a rhythm-based offense. But they've come out and looked pretty good every opener except the Chicago Bears opener in the last few years.
That was a rough one. Cardinals one was pretty rough, too.
Yeah, like 4 years ago, five years ago. I'm talking about Detroit. Yeah. They blew the doors off Detroit for three quarters. They blew the doors off of Pittsburgh. I think they're going to be fine.
Yeah. It's just an interesting trend, though, that passing touchdowns have been down.
Here's another stat for you. This weekend, even with one game to go, there were more kickoffs return for more yards and more returns than any week at all last year. Meaning the new kickoff rule created more yardage and you had more action on that play this week than any week of last year.
Shout out Arizona. Return a kickoff out in Buffalo. They had a drive. They could have stole that game yesterday. But I do like the new kickoff return. It just takes time. Again, people are not patient, ready to just punt on the new kickoff after seeing it for a couple weeks. Let it play out. I think it will create some more drama. But by the way, in college football, they're still doing the old kickoff. Still seeing some returns out there in the college game, too. At some point, we need to play the call from Northern Illinois. Beating your Notre Dame Fighting Irish, Shasky.
Such a horrible loss.
Oh my!
Brady Quinn called it the top five worst losses in the program's history.
Oh, I believe it.
It's a horrible loss.
Can you roll that call? That call was unbelievable. Unbelievable for me.
Almost as bad as Auburn losing at home to Cal.
Yeah, hey, Cal, about the Cal. But they tried to hose Cal so bad in the fourth quarter.
Did you hear Dave Fleming on the call?
I was listening on the radio because NA took me off for my birthday, so I had it on pause. I knew Flynn was on the call, and I listened to most of it, but Flynn's a bad.
Cal's jerseys looked unbelievable.
I did like the yellow helmets.
They looked incredible.
I loved the yellow
helmets.
Good
for Cal football. And thus concludes our talking of Cal football for this. No, I'm teasing.
There was a lot of damn near upsets in college football this week. It was getting hairy for Oklahoma. Alabama was in a struggle for a little bit.
Deion on the hot seat.
Well, Deion, they're cooked.
Yikes.
They're cooked. Coach Prime's cooked. Kay Warrant looked great. They played
He'll be a great coach for Florida State someday.
Nah, he's not coming to Florida State. They're not gonna, come on,
give him a chance.
No. I love you, Prime, but no.
Are we sure Shadur is a first-rounder?
He's got first-round talent. Doesn't have a first-round mindset right now.
Or offensive line.
Yeah, he'll be the first to let you know in postgame, too.
This is a great one, 5-1-0. Do you think Antonio Pierce was too conservative yesterday? I thought Shanahan was coaching the Raiders yesterday. It's for the 5-1-0. Punting there? Punting on that fourth
and
one. I
already told you it was one of the most cowardly moves in the history of the NFL.
There is nothing that I despise more when a team rolls into a season with, like, the Gardner Minshew, Brian Hoyer. I know Brissett's doing it, but they have their quarterback of the future.
Right.
Nothing despises me more than, we're just going to do bridge quarterback with no young guy on the roster. It's like, what are you, what, that was your grand plan? You couldn't come out of that draft without a quarterback, Raiders? What?
No one expected Penix to get taken in the top 10, I guess.
Well,
that's your job.
Josh McDaniel.
Well, that's the one. You should have had C.J. Stroud. Right. They had a trade package on the table that they were going to... You know, let's get to the injury report. I'm getting mad. Stop.
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurt.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
Will we see CMC on the field tonight? Christian McCaffrey, questionable for the 49ers with the calf strain, per NFL Network's Mike Garofalo. Kyle Shanahan is confident that McCaffrey will be able to suit up tonight. He missed practice earlier last week, but was able to take part in later sessions. The expectation is that he will get his normal workload. It's a little concerning, though. Whenever I see Achilles on the injury report, calf Achilles, that's not good. That's not good at all. So we'll be monitoring that all season long. His touches. Will he get 30 touches? Will he get 25 touches? Will he get 20? How much will Jordan Mason be involved tonight against the New York Jets? More coming up with that. Stu Gatz on the other side here as the injury report was brought to you by Boxer & Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up on the game? Brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Stu Gatz from the Dan Le Batard Show. And it's not on ESPN no more. It's moving to Peacock right after Dan Patrick. How about that? Stu Gatz coming up on the roast here on 95.7 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.